Hello and welcome back to the Stephanie Zeller podcast. I am your host, Stephanie Zeller. Today we're going to dive into the September of 2026 energy update. If you are new here, you are new to my work, you can find all of my coaching and courses and offerings at thetransformationschool.com, and you can follow me on TikTok and Instagram at Stephanie Zeller Speaks. Let's dive into the September of 2026 energy update. As usual, I'm going to go through the big overall underlying theme, and then I'm going to break this up into four themes that you can use throughout the month to help you navigate the month and make the transformations required to create the dream life that you are trying to create. I am a psychic medium. I channel all four of these themes in, and so let's get into it. Now, this month's theme is pretty clear and also in some ways not clear, but you'll see what I'm saying. Like the theme itself is overall clear, but the energy of the month to you is going to kind of feel not clear. So I was going between three different titles for this episode. I'm actually at the time that I'm recording this, not sure which one I'm going to pick. You know, because you already saw it, but I'm not sure. So the three titles of this episode that I'm going between are The Invitation, Let Your Soul Lead You Forward, and Fire Horse in the Dark Fog. Fire Horse in the Dark Fog. So if you listened to the 2026 energy update, the yearly update, and if you, by the way, if you haven't listened to that, you absolutely have to. I am going to repost that one right after this episode. If you haven't listened to that, you absolutely have to listen to it because, wow, it's coming online the most this month that I have felt since we started this year. So this is the year of the fire horse. 2026 is the year of the fire horse. And this month, we have the fire horse running in the dark fog. So I think what I'm going to do to give you an idea of the energetics of this month is I'm going to play you a little audio clip. Now, this audio clip is a clip that I sent to a friend of mine, Whitney Euland, a few weeks ago, maybe it was like at the end of August, and I had not actually channeled in this September update yet, but I was apparently feeling it really hard because I channeled in this idea to me and my friend Whitney because we were both experiencing similar energetics. And so I recorded this Marco Polo for her and I sent it to her. It hit so hard for her that she actually played it for a few of her friends who also said it hit really hard for her. And then lo and behold, this is actually the entire theme for September. So I'm gonna give you a little behind the scenes of this little Marco Polo that I sent Whitney because I think that it perfectly kind of encapsulates a lot of the energy that you and I will be feeling this month. Okay. I had a breakthrough this morning. This is what we have to do. Just move, don't think. Like, I think that should be our mantra for the next 6 weeks. Just move, don't think. Because I think what's happened, I don't think, what has happened is we're on a new timeline and our brains are trying to figure it out. And that's actually slowing us down from moving on the new timeline. You're already on the new timeline. You're already the new person. I've had several people reflect that to me, including my partner. You've had several people reflect that to you. We just don't see it yet because our brains haven't caught up. So it's like, but us trying to figure out what's going on in the new timeline and trying to understand it and figure it out and like orient is actually completely slowing us down. And what we actually need to do is just move, don't think. And eventually our brains will be like, whoa, and catch up with where we are. But it's like the path is actually like, I'm feeling like intuitively for both of us, the path is actually completely clear. We just don't see it, but our body knows it. So we just need to move on it. Just move, don't think. And like our body will just do it. Like our intuition will just do it. And our brain's going to be like, what the fuck is happening? Oh my God, why am I doing this? Blah, 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 blah. What's going on? And it's like, just move, don't think. Okay, tell me that doesn't hit. All right, so I wanted to play that because I just think it still hits so much, and it's so interesting because I recorded that still in August, and I even said this should be our mantra for the next 6 weeks. And so already intuitively, I was knowing this is going to be the energy for all of September. Just move, don't think. So that is your mantra. Now, I want to caveat that this applies to you if you are connected to your intuition. And I want to go even further and say it applies to you if you're checking in with your intuition that you are connected to. So you may be like, yeah, I'm intuitive. But are you actually checking your intuition with every single action you're taking throughout every single day? If you are, then just move, don't think completely applies to you because you are letting your intuition guide, and that is the fire horse in the dark fog. If you are not connected to your intuition, or if you are, but you're not actually checking in with it all day long, then your orientation needs to be, how can I learn to strengthen my intuition? I mean, first and foremost, you need to get on my waitlist for my course, Intuition Beyond. I think I'm probably going to open it up again in October because it's just so yummy to open that course up around Halloween. We'll see. But get in the show notes, click the link to get on the waitlist for Intuition Beyond. I've literally had hundreds of people add their name to that waitlist over the last few months. So exciting. So get on the waitlist for Intuition Beyond because it will change your life. It will change your life to be connected to your intuition. It will save you so much time and energy, and it will lead you so many more blessings and manifestations. I am telling you. If you are somewhat plugged into your intuition, you need to make that your number one numero uno priority this month. There is nothing more important. Listen to me, hear me when I tell you, there is nothing more important than every single morning connecting with your intuition. Maybe you pull an oracle card, maybe you pull a tarot card, maybe you do a little meditation, maybe you do a little bit of channeling, maybe you do a little bit of channel journaling, something to plug yourself into your intuition. This month will not work in your favor if you don't do that. I'm saying it with love, but I'm saying it. It will not work in your favor if you don't do that. If you are not being plugged into your intuition every single day and letting yourself be guided by it over your thinking brain, it will not go in your favor, okay? Much love, but it's the truth. Just move, don't think applies if you are just moving by your intuition. It doesn't work if you're just moving by your conditioning, by your automatic habits, or by your fear, or by your smallness. It doesn't work. So I just want to be so clear with that up top, because if you're listening to this end of September and you're like, I have been just moving and not thinking, and this month has been really grueling and no blessings have come and no manifestations have come and nothing amazing has happened, then it's likely because you're actually not being guided by intuition, but you're being guided by your automatic behaviors, by your conditioning. And this just like popped into my head. So I guess I'm going to divert for a second and just say this. I have this course called Your Life's Work. We have like two spots left. This course is, it's centered around your dharma. It's centered around falling in love with your job. I mean, the whole course is based on this Mark Anthony quote of, if you love what you do, you'll never work a day in your life. So if you feel like your job is work, then I can change that for you. I can help you change that. And the way I can help you change that is by you taking Your Life's Work. In Your Life's Work, we help you discern all of your self-limiting beliefs, all of your conditioning, all of your automatic behaviors, and get them out of the way. Change that so that you can become intuitively guided, and you will become intuitively guided towards doing your work in the world in a way that feels like play, in a way that feels like joy, in a way that feels like magic. So this is really about unlocking your dharma, unlocking your spiritual gifts, unlocking your truest self, your most authentic self, unlocking joy, pleasure, fun, so that your work feels amazing. My work is like, it never stresses me out. I love what I do. I can't wait to do it every single day. It's possible for you. So if that's hitting something right now in your body, you're like, you know what? That would be awesome. Yes, please apply for Your Life's Work. You and I will hop on a call to make sure it's the right fit for you. We'll go over investment options. There's monthly payment plans, et cetera, et cetera. The group of people I have in there right now are so amazing. Like, I cannot wait for you to join this group of people. So that was for someone, hopefully a few people, but that just intuitively dropped in. So just heart open, even if you never thought you would take a course like this, if something is pinging in your body right now, listen to it, okay? This may be your only sign. So listen to it and just apply. You can go to thetransformationschool.com, go to courses, your life's work, hit apply, or you can just look in the show notes. I have a link for your life's work in the show notes. You know, sometimes signs come in and we feel a little energy, like we feel a little inspiration. And I have trained my body to respond to that, to act immediately. And I'm telling you, those tiny little things that come in, like, huh, I wonder if that's for me. That feels like it's giving me some energy. That's really interesting. Those have been biggest life-changing moments every single time. Don't ignore those. That's your intuition. Intuition doesn't generally scream at you. It's subtle. But if you can follow it, like, you will not believe the blessings on the other side. Okay, so whoever that's for, I'm really excited to get your application. Going back, you don't want to follow your automatic behaviors because that's only going to lead to a life that you already have. Like, nothing will change in a good way in your life. And we want things to change in a good way. So when we talk about fire horse energy, fire horse is like, it's momentum, it's speed, it's moving, it's acting fast. This does feel like a very expanding month. It does feel like there's going to be a lot of action, but it also depends on what sort of season you're in your life. So if you are in like a fall, winter, spring, maybe the amount of external action isn't going to be insane for you, but you're going to be taking a lot of micro actions, like following your intuition in a lot of micro ways in ways that you normally wouldn't. If you're in a summer, then a lot of those actions are going to be external. You're going to be taking a lot of actions in the world. But the thing is that, like I said to that video and to Whitney, your brain is going to be like, something is different here, but I have to figure it out before I move forward. You're not going to figure it out. You're not going to figure it out. You have already transformed a lot this year. You're already kind of on a new timeline. It's just that the timeline is dark and foggy, so you can't see what it is. And let me tell you why. We are birthing a new world. We are moving more and more into heaven on earth. But heaven on earth is nothing that we've ever seen before. It's nothing we've ever seen before, which means you can't build something totally new, totally fresh off of old blueprints. You can't make something new and fresh off of old blueprints. If you understood everything that was happening, that would mean that you've experienced it before. If you understood everything that was happening, that would mean that you've experienced it before, but you're walking into a new timeline, new experiences, new expansion. You have not experienced this before, so you don't have a template, you don't have a blueprint, you don't have a map of which way to go, what to do in your head. That's a good thing. Can you feel this? Can you feel how this actually indicates how expansive this month is going to be for you? Because you don't know. What? That is so exciting. This means that your path forward isn't going to be led by your thinking brain, by old blueprints. It's going to be led divinely, divine guidance, by your intuition, by your heart, by the wisdom of your body. Your heart knows, but your brain doesn't know yet. Now, this new path that you're on as the fire horse in the dark fog is very fortuitous. This is something that was really coming in strong this month. A lot of gifts, a lot of blessings, a lot of manifestations, a lot of feel-good feelings. There's going to be like some friction here and there, as there is when we're walking through a dark fog. It's a little bit scary, right? I mean, imagine a fire horse running at full speed in a dark fog. That's you. That's you this month. You don't know what's going to happen, but you're trusting it. But it's also scary. It's like very much roller coaster energy. It's like you're on a roller coaster, but it's pitch black. I mean, think about that. You're like, oh, holy shit, but let's fucking go. Now, when you follow this new path, blessings follow, signs follow. So you're going to have blessings, confirmations. You're going to have signs that are showing you that you're headed in the right directions. You're going to have manifestations. these blessings, signs, manifestations, they're going to be internal, meaning like feeling good, feeling excited, feeling lit up, but it's also going to be external, like new opportunities, people reaching out, you meet the most amazing person, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. This will not happen. Again, this will not happen. It will not work. You will not receive the fortuitous side of this if you are not dialed into your intuition and if you are not dialed into it daily and following it consistently. Okay, fire horse in the dark fog. Just move. Don't think. Be intuitively guided. Be divinely guided. Don't expect this month, like literally for 1 minute this month, don't expect that you're going to understand what's happening. If you can, I mean, think about it. If you can just like know that, it'll make things a lot easier. Because what our brains do is we try to figure it out and then we don't take action because we feel like we have to understand what's happening before we take action. That's the gift of this episode to you. That's why you should probably listen to it a few times. And it's also probably why you should send it to like anyone you feel intuitively guided to send it to, because they probably need to hear this too. Think about what a relief it is to know that you're not supposed to know what's happening. Then you can just be like, okay, and you can relax that and you can just move. Don't think. Ever since I channeled that in for Whitney and I, we've both been doing that and it's been a lot more easeful. Because we're not just banging our head against the door trying to figure out what's going on. Like, what is this new timeline? I don't understand. I have to orient before I move. Actually, you don't. You don't have to orient before you move. Okay. So overall underlying theme, I'm going to go with like fire horse in the dark fog. But you can see why I would also call this let your soul lead you forward. Because it's like, it's your soul. It's your heart. It's your intuition. It's the divine leading you forward. It's the wisdom of your body. It's not your brain. And the invitation, the other kind of word I was thinking about calling this episode, is because this is really an invitation onto the new timeline. It's an invitation to build a new earth, both for yourself and for others. But in order to accept this invitation and build this new earth, you have to understand that it's only going to be built through intuition. It's not going to be built by the old earth blueprints. It's not going to be built by your past, right? Now let's take a slow deep breath into this before we go on to theme number one. Breathing in through your nose and an exhale through your mouth. Okay, theme number one is let things end, walk in a new direction. What's about to happen won't always be what you thought would happen, but it will ultimately be exactly what you were looking for. So what's about to happen won't be exactly what you thought would happen, but it will ultimately be exactly what you're looking for. So it's not going to roll out exactly as you think, but it's actually going to roll out in a way that's better. But there is going to be a period of time where you have to wait to see that. You have to wait for that to fully actualize. Let things end, walk in a new direction. That's number one, because here's the thing, you're on a new timeline, you're a different person, but a part of you is still trying to go down the old timeline. When we shift onto a new timeline, when we've become a new person, we have to let the old crumble. We have to let old things go. We have to let certain parts of ourselves die. That's probably the most important thing. You have to let old versions of yourself be reborn into new versions. In order for something to be reborn, it first has to die. So there usually is a little bit of grief that comes up with that. So if like spontaneous grief comes up or confusion or whatever difficult feeling, you want to let it come up, move it through your system, and move forward. Let things end, walk in a new direction. If you aren't moving in a new direction in maybe one big way or a lot of subtle ways this month, then you want to stop, you want to pause, you want to reflect as to why and as to how you can. Because that is the energy of the month. The energy of the month supports you moving in a new direction. What's about to happen won't always be what you thought would happen, but it will ultimately be exactly what you're looking for. You don't want to grip to what you think should happen this month. You want to be open to surprise. If something goes awry or something happens in a way different than you expected it to, you want to stop. You want to take a breath in and an exhale and trust that even if you can't see it in this moment, this is actually the way it's supposed to happen. And you're just waiting to see how it actually benefits you and supports you in a way that bigger than you thought. I like to call these initiations, I like to call these thresholds. Sometimes something could actually appear as a problem, but then later you look at it and you realize it's a gift. Now, in this upcoming month, what can also happen is something will actually turn out better than you thought. Okay, so it's either going to turn out in a different way and you're going to have a knee-jerk reaction and think, ugh, this isn't what I wanted, or you're going to be like, this is better than I thought. If it's like, ooh, this isn't what I wanted, that's when you want to take a deep breath, you want to calm, and you want to trust that ultimately this is leading you to something better, that this is actually what you need. This is actually going to help you generate the feelings that you're wanting and the manifestations that you want. Sometimes in order to have certain feelings or manifest things that we want, we have to grow as a person. So life is going to give us that this month. So the thing that's really sticking out to me right now as I'm channeling this is like, is the let things end part. Like things, some things just need to end. Maybe it's the way you've been doing business. Maybe it's a relationship. And I'm going to get, this is like, I think this comes up in another theme, but you want to let things go. And again, like internally, like what parts of yourself are just no longer you that you can just let die so that something new can be reborn. Okay. Theme number one, let things end, walk in a new direction. What's about to happen won't always be what you thought would happen, but it will ultimately be exactly what you were looking for. Take a slow deep breath in with me and an exhale out. You're going to see these four themes. They layer in perfectly with the overall theme. I mean, this month is super consolidated, super tight. Theme number two, dream bigger and let the dream be a surprise to you. Dream bigger and let the dream be a surprise to you. So as you walk in the dark, in the fog, you want to let go of the dreams you had for your life because in a lot of ways, they're now too small. They're too confining. And they're not going to happen exactly like you thought they would or like you wanted them to because something bigger and better and more aligned needs to come in. Okay, stay with me for a second. Here's what happened. You were who you were 6 months ago, a year ago, 10 years ago. You made these dreams for your life, right? And you thought they were going to be these amazing big things. So you started mapping it out. You started manifesting. You started imagining it. You were like, this is what I want for my life. Okay, here you are today. Let me ask you a question. Are you a different person than you were 6 months ago? Are you a different person than you were a year ago? Are you a different person than you were 10 years ago? If yes, are you even a different person than you were a week ago? If yes, that means your dreams are different. But when is the last time you updated your dreams? Because most of us, what we do is we create these dreams for ourselves, these visions, these manifestations, what we think we want. And then we keep going and we don't pause to adjust them. We don't pause to ask ourselves, hold on, is this even what I want anymore? Is this even who I am? Is this even aligned? Is this even congruent with who I've become? It's not. The box was big. The dream was big, but now you've outgrown it. You're a different person now, so you have to let those dreams go. You have to let them go. Okay? Now, this theme number two, dream bigger and let the dreams be a surprise to you, is a two-parter. Part one, you need to align your life. This goes back to theme number one. What are you holding on to, either energetically in your mind or in your life, like relationships, friendships, the way you're doing your business, that is no longer congruent or in alignment with who you are today? Let yourself change and let yourself acknowledge the fact that you've changed. You know, this is a big example, but yeah, maybe you did want to marry that person 10 years ago, but maybe now you're a different person. You don't want to stay married to that person. Maybe you did want to pursue that line of work 10 years ago, but now something's off and you need to adjust it. And if that's you, check out your life's work because I can help you with that. I can solve that problem. We can do it together. Maybe your friendships aren't really lighting you up anymore. They're not expanding you. Maybe the people that you're hanging around are actually draining your energy instead of inspiring you. There's that Nipsey Hussle quote that is my absolute favorite quote when I think about friendships, when I think about close relationships in your life. If you look at the people in your circle and you don't get inspired, you don't have a circle. You have a cage. Like, ooh, when I heard that quote, I let go of all my friends. I'm not kidding you. Went friendless many years because I refused to settle. I refused to be around people that didn't inspire me anymore. If you look at the people in your circle and you don't get inspired, you don't have a circle, you have a cage. Are you truly inspired by the people you are spending your time with? Because the new you, the new version of you, the congruent version of you, the aligned version of you is only surrounding his or herself with people that inspire you. Are you doing that? If not, you need to get into alignment. So that's part one. Part two of this theme is dream bigger. Open up to possibility. Open up to possibility, divine timing, being surprised. But also, something I'm really getting that would be useful for you is to do a little manifestation like vision board practice, where you sit down and you force yourself to imagine something bigger or better for your life so you can consciously step into expansion. Yes, we're in a dark fog. Yes, it's hard to know exactly what's coming, but something that will help you go faster as the fire horse, faster in momentum, faster in trusting yourself, faster in just move, don't think, is to go ahead and do an envisioning practice of something bigger and better for your life, where you're at now. Right? We have to do something to consciously shift from what we thought was our old dreams. And I'm talking to myself right now too. What we thought was our old dreams into what is our dreams now? Like, who am I today? What would be amazing to me today? What would light me up today? What would feel good today? And do a little like, I don't know, ChatGPT vision board about it. And then leave room to be surprised for something even better. Because that is what the dark fog, when it lifts, when gifts come in the dark fog, it's going to be even better. Theme number two, dream bigger and let the dream be a surprise to you. This ties in with the overall theme. And theme number one, you got to let go of the things that are no longer in alignment for you. And you need to do a conscious manifestation practice. You need to do a conscious envisioning practice. It doesn't have to turn out just like that, but this is a practice that is going to energetically help shift you from the old timeline onto the new. From the little parts of you that keep trying to do things the old way or stay on the old timeline, it's going to help pull all those parts onto the new timeline so that fire horse can go even faster, so that you can go even faster as a fire horse. You get what I'm saying? I know you do. Okay. Slow deep breath in. Exhale out. Theme number three. Be raw and be honest, even if people judge you for it. Be raw and be honest, even if people judge you for it. There's something here about you needing to be authentic as fuck. There's something here about you needing to be real and be honest with yourself and with others. Not hiding yourself, not going into certain environments with friends, and being someone different than who you actually are because you think it'll make them feel more comfortable. What is beautiful in this life is authenticity, not perfection. What is beautiful in this life is people that are bold enough, brave enough, courageous enough to not stay small. What is beautiful in this life is not being vanilla and boring. What is beautiful in this life is being weird, and it's all of you. It's the messy, it's the emotions, it's the fullness. It's all of you. That is what is beautiful. That is what is yummy. You want to let go of people pleasing. Step out of the small box you're in right now in your life. Like I said, at one point that box was big. Now you are bigger than the box, and the box is confining you. So you need to step out of the box. You need to step out of the known. You need to step out of the familiar and into the dark fog. Hear me when I tell you this. You are ready to run like the fire horse. You are ready to just move, don't think. You are ready. You need to run out of that box and trust that your intuition knows the way forward and that you will be guided every step of the way as long as you tap into intuition at every step of the way. Letting go of people-pleasing is really important this month because you cannot be your full, big, beautiful self if you are trying to please everybody, if you are trying to be liked by everybody. A lot of times, we're afraid of being judged. But let me ask you this. Look at the people that you're afraid of being judged by, the people that you are most afraid of being judged by, and ask yourself this question. Do I want their life? Do I want their life? I guarantee you, like 99% of the time, it's a no, because the people that are judging you are smaller Their lives are smaller than what you want for yourself. I'm not saying their lives are wrong for them. For them, that may be a big life, but they're not for you. And yet, you're afraid of being judged by the people that you don't even want their life. They're playing smaller than you want to play, which means they are not someone you should be looking to for advice, for support, or guidance. Let me tell you something else. It's none of your business what they think. I used to always hear people say this, like, it's none of your business what other people think of me. And I was like, okay, I don't really even understand what that means. Until finally, I actually heard Taylor Swift say it. And she said it in such a way. She's like, my business is my fans. My business is my singing. My business is my craft. And it like hit something finally for me. And I was like, oh, yeah, it's a clarity in terms of your delineation of what your business actually is. You have to get clear about what is your business. I would bet if you're listening to this podcast, your business is to grow big. Your business is like visibility. Your business is making a big impact in this world. Your business is to be a fucking leader. Your business is to feel big, act big, live brave. It's your family. It's your partner. It's your business. It's your pets. It's your friends. Like, that's your business. Your business is not giving a shit what other people think of you. Your energy, your time is so valuable. You don't waste it on that. And here's another thing I want to say about this. Just let yourself be judged. Let yourself be misunderstood. And just see what happens. Because I guarantee you, you're going to survive it. You know? And you're going to be stronger for it. You think you can't survive that? Try it. Try it. You can. You can. Theme number 3, be raw and be honest, even if people judge you for it. On this new timeline, as this fire horse in the dark fog, you're not gonna be running at full speed. You're not gonna be shining bright. You're not going to be attracting the gifts, the blessings, the manifestations that you want if you're afraid of what people are thinking about you. You gotta let loose, let it rip. Just go. Just move. Don't think. Slow deep breath in. Big exhale out. Theme number 4, a new chapter has started. A new chapter has started. You will know you are on the right path when blessings follow. I love when I get themes like this because they're the nod that you're on the path. Sometimes we get themes like this where it's like really helps us to delineate, okay, am I on the path or not? So a new chapter has started. You're on the new timeline, new you. New experiences, new life, you will know you're on the right path when blessings follow. Now, blessings, again, can be internally, just in terms of the way that you feel, more freedom, more spaciousness, more play, more pleasure, more joy. But they can also be manifestations, new opportunities, small and big, right? Don't discount small manifestations. Don't discount small signs, like the repeating numbers. Finding a dollar on the ground. Like this morning, I saw a hummingbird and a butterfly playing outside. What? That was a huge fucking blessing. That was a huge manifestation. That was a huge sign to me. Learn to soak up these small signs. Learn to be in gratitude. Learn to have a heart full of juiciness, love, pleasure, gratitude, and you will attract even more of those to you. You will know you are on the right path when blessings follow. So keep your eyes open for signs, confirmations, just little nudges, little winks from the universe. I always tell my students in Intuition and Beyond to think of yourself like you're on a constant treasure hunt. You're on a constant scavenger hunt. And the universe is just every single day dropping you more and more clues. And you're looking like, what does this mean? What's the spiritual meaning of this? You know, I got like a crack in my windshield a month or two ago, and I immediately asked ChatGPT, like, what is the spiritual meaning of this? It's like something coming up from the unconscious, a shift in identity, something new coming online. I don't remember exactly what it said, but I was like, whoa, it was exactly what I was experiencing. You can also just like Google it, look for spiritual meaning of things. Like, okay, I'm seeing repeating numbers. That's a sign. I was thinking of someone and they called me. I saw a butterfly and a hummingbird playing outside. How beautiful. Ugh. Yes. I'm on the right path. A new chapter has started. You will know you are on the right path when blessings follow. Take a slow deep breath into that and an exhale out. All right, before I recap all of this for you so you can really consolidate it, integrate it, and win the rest of this month, right now somebody is going to drop into your head, onto your heart. That person needs this episode. All right? As I told you, this month, they probably want to know that they're a fire horse in the dark fog, that they're not supposed to understand what the fuck is going on, that they're supposed to just move, don't think, that they are being divinely guided, that they are being deeply supported. So this is so loving when we pass these episodes along to other people. So trust yourself. This is an opportunity right now to trust your intuition. Pause the episode, forward it to them, and then hit play again. Okay, welcome back. Hopefully you did that. And just a reminder, you can find all of my courses and coaching at thetransformationschool.com. You can find me on TikTok and Instagram at Stephanie Zeller Speaks. And right now, open for enrollment, is your life's work. Apply now, especially if you're feeling that pull, feeling that ping, feeling that even just curiosity, no matter how subtle, listen to it. Also, get on the wait list for Intuition Beyond if you haven't taken it. And a lot of people last month bought Trigger Free. I was talking to, as I mentioned, Whitney at the top of this episode. She bought Trigger Free and she's like become the number one fan of Trigger Free. She's done everything, right? She's done like hypnosis. She's done all these forms of therapy, all the things. And she's like, whoa, it's like her main go-to tool right now for subconscious reprogramming, for eliminating difficult feelings, for reprogramming her mind so that she can just move, don't think. And she is absolutely loving it. I'm telling you guys, this is the most powerful tool. Okay. Trigger Free is only $111. And by the way, if you bought it last month, I hope you're using it multiple times a week. If you're not, do it because it's going to change you massively. I tell everybody when you buy this, this is like a one-on-one session with me. It's like a recorded one-on-one session with me where I reprogram your mind. I tell everyone, if you use this consistently for 2 weeks, you will be a different person in 2 weeks. You will feel more expansive. You will feel less afraid. You will feel more confident. So this is a perfect month when you're in the fog, when you have fear come up, when you have resistance come up, to use Trigger Free. Right now, only $111. I cannot believe I have it priced like that. It used to be $1,000. I'm going to keep it at $111 right now. So if you haven't purchased it, find it in the show notes. All right, let's recap. Fire Horse in the Dark Fog, pretty sure that's what I'm going to name it. You are just moving. You are trusting intuition. Every single morning, you are plugging into your intuition. Make sure you have clear guidance about what to do because you are in a dark room. You are in a dark fog and you want to make sure that you're taking the right actions. But you want to move forward. You want to keep going. You want to dream bigger for yourself. Birthing a new world, a new heaven on earth cannot be made by the old blueprints. It's going to be intuitively guided. That's what you are doing this month. You're also going to listen to the 2026 energy update, which is going to be the episode after this one. This new path is extremely fortuitous when you follow it. A lot of blessings are going to come, signs, confirmations, manifestations, both internally in how you feel, but also externally in the 3D realm in your manifestations. And this will not happen. This will not work if you are not dialed into your intuition daily and following it. Theme number one, let things end, walk in a new direction. What's about to happen won't always be what you thought would happen, but it will ultimately be exactly what you were looking for. Trust everything that happens this month. Trust every sudden left turn. Trust every dip, every rise. Trust every feeling, emotion that comes up. Trust everything that happens because it's all supposed to happen here on this new timeline in the dark fog. Theme number two, dream bigger and let the dream be a surprise to you. You are too small for your old dreams. That person that came up with those dreams was a different person. You are now a new person and you need to dream bigger. You need to actually have a little manifestation practice. You need to actually sit down, work with ChatGPT or Pinterest or something and come up with a bigger vision for yourself. But you're also going to hold it really loosely, really lightly and let yourself be surprised. You're doing this manifestation practice, remember, to shift yourself energetically, to acknowledge I'm letting the old dreams go. I'm coming up with new ones. It's so, so, so important. Don't skip that. And you want to align your life. Again, you want to let go of the things that you are energetically or literally holding on to, maybe not literally, but you know, like friendships, energetically is like parts of yourself that are old, or like in the 3D, like friendships, the way you're doing your business, et cetera, et cetera. Let go of everything that's not in congruence with who you are and with who you are today. Theme number three, be raw and be honest, even if people judge you for it. That is the way of the new earth. Like in the new earth, we don't play small. We don't hide parts of ourselves, right? We share who we are, like with discernment. I'm not saying like, you know, just follow your intuition in terms of what to share, but be more raw and honest than you ever have before. And theme number four, a new chapter has started. You will know you are on the right path when blessings follow. So no matter when, what time of the month you're listening to this, look and see, are you getting signs? Are you getting confirmations? Are you getting manifestations? Are you getting blessings? If you are, you're on the right path and you want to keep going. Okay, so I want you to close your eyes right now, as long as you're not driving. Take a slow deep breath in. Take a big exhale out. Another slow deep breath in. Big exhale out. You want to imagine yourself in a dark fog. You're in a dark fog. You don't know what's going on. But suddenly, you're feeling a rise of energy. You're feeling excitement moving through your whole body. You're feeling energized, and all of a sudden you see these flames coming up around you, and you realize you're moving. You're actually moving forward. You are moving forward as the course, and you're a little bit freaked out, and a little part of you wants to stop, but then you realize you don't have to stop because you know what you're doing. You can trust yourself. You trust yourself so much that you can run at full speed, full pace ahead in the dark fucking fog. Because your intuition is that strong and you trust it that much, and you know that up ahead, there's going to be blessings to the left, to the right. And soon that fog is going to lift and you're going to look around and you're going to realize that you are on a totally new timeline, that you built a whole new life, that you are living heaven on earth, and you did it because you trusted yourself, because you followed your intuition, and because you were bold enough to be the fire horse in the dark fog. If you liked today's episode, share it with a few friends that you think could benefit, and leave me a 5-star review wherever you listen. Thank you for doing that. I so appreciate you. And don't forget to follow or subscribe to the show so you don't miss future episodes. Thank you so much for tuning in. Until next time.